This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
If a DJ should be able to get inside my brain, my thoughts would submerge into something. Whether my thoughts are in a position to make me scream or take me to Madagascar, there will come a time where I need a miracle to ensure that I'm not slipping away. Because at any time, our thoughts can be quite the predator and make us weep while being ledged up by the things that constantly sweep and repeat at us. So I need a DJ who will help me diminish the urge to smack my bitch up. So here he is, fresh from chasing cars, one of the hottest DJs in New Trance, Mr. Richard Durand. Hello.
Cool. Wow. I'm a little bit quiet now. Can you put that on CD and send it to me, because I want to have that one.
Hopefully you can make a remix out of that introduction for me too.
Oh, I can definitely make a remix of that one, yeah. It's going to be the best track I did ever.
Thank you, Richard. I'm glad I could be a part of that. What made you want to become a DJ?
It's actually, I was making music. I was playing piano as a child, and when I was 21, 22, I was producing dance music. And after that, I thought maybe it's good to play my own dance music records. And so that's why I was becoming a DJ. But not that I was a DJ, and after that I was producing, but it was otherwise.
It's very interesting that you started off with kind of piano and more classical, and then you moved on to house. What do you think brought about that change?
Yeah, no, it was not really that I only played classic piano, but I play everything, you know, also the pop songs on the radio. So it was very nice to perform also for, you know, it was nice to play piano for other people too. And when you have a keyboard, it's nice to have a background that you can play something, so you can create something. And when you have a keyboard, you can do not only the piano sound, but also dance sounds and everything in it. That's why I thought, I was in the weekends, I was always in the club scene and I was going out to dance and everything. So, yeah, it was logic to have a basic like a piano and background-less piano and then making dance music.
I heard somewhere that you are quite technically accomplished. Like you said to me before that you're playing the piano and you're kind of adapting them to pop songs. But when you actually do gigs now at the moment, when you're DJing, you use 4 CD decks.
Not always 4. Sometimes I've got enough with 3. But yeah, I like to play. I like to work. You know, when I have only got 2 CD players, or maybe some other DJs have only one laptop. And when it's too simple, then I don't like it anymore. You know, it's good to work and to sweat and some DJs are playing a solo set of 6 hours, and then I think, oh man, I think I'm dying after 3. So how could they do that? I think when I ever do a solo set of 6 hours, then I have to play very different, because I can't do it on the way I do it now, because it's too. I work too hard for it.
It's very unusual that you meet someone who actually likes to work hard. Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, but I don't know, when it's too easy, you're not really busy with the music. You want to feel what the people feel too. You want to going into the music, and because I only play my own song, so I want to make that a little bit more special than only hear every time the same set. For me also, you know, when you sometimes you make a few new songs, but of course when you only play your own songs, you're not playing every week different sounds. It is normal. So you want to make it more special, and also for me it's nicer to do something else.
It must be quite a feeling to see people take such emotion by the songs that you created. What kind of feeling do you get when you see people move the way they do to your music?
It's very nice to see what people think about your music. And you know, sometimes you are on a place and in a country. I was in Poland with New Year's Eve, and they give you a flag. They made a flag with your name on it, and you see people with T-shirts, and it's very nice to see people. They are really busy not only on the night because you are there, but also before they're coming, they are at home and they're making stuff. And that's really nice that people are so busy with everything. And because you did you made a song last year, or you have you did a good gig. So, yeah, that's very special for me.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.